A trophy husband. That's not a phrase you hear very often.
No,
trophy
but one wife, that should happen common. More.
Well, I don't think any of us are in danger of being declared that.
No, but I'd like to be. I'd love to be a trophy husband.
I'm available to be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping my options open.
Would you do that, Joe?
No.
Trophy husband?
I don't think I could find someone ugly enough to make me a trophy husband.
Well, they'd have to be pretty old.
Yeah. Decrepit.
To have some money.
Yep.
And then you'd have to get committed to that.
Yeah. And I would have to, yeah, for me to be the better looking one in the relationship is impossible.
You could do it. Make it a goal. Say it, do it.
Yeah.
All right. Say it, do it.
I'll put it on my dream board.
Yeah, right. Start hanging out at nursing homes. And well, no, you probably can't do that because they don't have enough money to not be in a nursing home. They don't have in-home care.
No,
also,
I think you need to become an in-home nurse.
I can't take old people and you need the to become smells that they make.
A handsome gardener.
Oh, I'd have to
trim hedges and then trim hedges.
You know how much Joe loves yard work, Hot Wings.
I know.
Big thing.
You live for it.
I don't even know what a weed is. Or I can't tell the difference between a weed and a flower.
You were proud of your flower until your friend said, that's a weed.
Yeah. Maybe
a pool boy.
I could do that.
Yeah.
As long as I don't have to do any of the maintenance. Mm-hmm. I hated having a pool just based on that. Even with a robot, an aquabot, to do most of the work.
I just don't think it's worth it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to this. This is a TLC show, and this guy is the trophy husband. Mm-hmm. He is.
That's what I'm told.
And we're going to talk about it. Play some audio for
you. Wait to find out.
Yeah. Fancy idiots can see the video.
The current sleeping arrangements at home is that we all share one bed.
Morning. Just getting up here.
Oh, in that video that they show, the one wife looks like a sex doll when they pan over to her.
Yeah.
She doesn't in regular life, but when they pan over, I'm like, that is not a second lady.
Space. I mean, we have the smallest house ever right now. We had to work it out the way we worked out and it ended up working out in a way that we prefer.
Not one of us spends a night without Nick because it's very special.
One of them looks like a lima bean with a sad face on her.
She looks like Patton Oswalt with makeup on.
It does seem like she's going to tell me about a bread bowl that was delicious.
KFC slop bowl.
That's it.
Yeah.
Next to the one you love, for sure.
I like to be snuggled up in the middle.
Yes, you do.
It's a nice spot for me. So that's okay.
I'll get the buns out here in like a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, there's a fourth person in this scenario that seems like a very awkward life.
Yeah.
Hey, teen kid.
Our schedule for sex is whenever I feel like it or whenever they feel like it.
Our schedule for sex is that.
I know.
Yeah, that's often how sex works.
Yeah.
There's no schedule for sex.
Try to make sure everybody's taken care of.
You make sure we're all taken care of, Nicholas.
There's never a time.
There's not a problem.
Boy, very satisfied customers, though. Got to give them that.
I know everyone seems happy in this, and they're not like mangled or anything, but I still don't like it.
No.
It's creeping me out, I bet their smells are bad.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't sleep in any of them, but
I would certainly lean towards one more than the other, which isn't very nice, but I mean,
no. It's not, but it's true.
Yeah.
If we're being honest. And also, I can't stop thinking about that kid sitting there eating his sad oatmeal with his two moms.
Intimacy, we always make sure that we're in a separate area of the house when Nick's doing his thing, having one-on-one time with one of the ladies, make sure that they have that time to themselves.
We got parent-teacher conference next week.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to have all of us go to the new school.
This kid's like, no.
If you can see the thoughts in his brain, his butter knife is going into his throat inside. He's like, oh, God. Yeah, that'll be great. I'm really looking forward to parent-teacher conferences with my not-dad and my other not-mom.
And, boy, it'll be really easy when we are nationally known as this weird-ass family.
Cool. High school is easy other than this.
Yeah. Everyone thinks I'm normal.
It's been a part of my son William's life since he was 6 months old, and he has been a great father to him.
I love that boy.
I've never had to explain our relationship to William because it's always been something that's just been normal for him.
I hate the way this kid is holding his fork.
I felt like when they first showed them sitting down for this family meal at their dining table 2 inches from the refrigerator in their small kitchen, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. No. But I don't think they eat there on a regular basis because everyone looked like, okay, pick up the silverware. Don't eat with your hands. And they all looked awkward with it, right?
It's like they don't know how to use things, like basic tools.
Up with friends that are raised by their grandparents or raised by their aunts and uncles. He's been exposed to a lot of diversity, and so this is just another element of diversity as far as he's concerned. We'll play a game in a little bit, kiddo, if you want to go play for a little bit.
Yeah, spin the bottle.
I am a stay-at-home dad. In our household, the women are the breadwinners. That's the way we run things here. That's the way we like it to be structured.
Nick is a trophy husband, if you will.
We prefer it that way, honestly. Like, I would go crazy if I was at the house all the time. And I pride myself on being a breadwinner, and Jenny's right there with me. I am a manager at an organization company. Jen is management in an IT company. Jen and I make more than enough money by ourselves. We don't need that. We don't want that.
Let me just say this right quick. If you look at a chessboard, the king doesn't really move much because he just moves a square at a time.
Let me just say this. They can call it whatever they want. But he is not a trophy husband. He's just a stay-at-home dad, and a sex bot. Like, that's all he is. Like, in order to be a trophy, you have to be a prize. You don't go somewhere and then every lady goes, whoa. Like, he's just kind of an ugly, regular guy.
I mean, you know, it's a different age. People get trophies for a lot of things.
Everyone gets a trophy.
Not every trophy is the Stanley Cup. There are different trophies. You know, my most dedicated trophy for high school basketball 2 years in a row isn't the same as Mr. Basketball awarded to the best player in the state. True. But we both got trophies.
But based on their definition, then every stay-at-home mom is a trophy wife.
Yeah.
And that doesn't fit the definition.
No.
The queen, she's all over the board, okay? The queen's got all the power. The king just kind of holds court.
I like when he talks chess.
He's smart.
You're right. I never thought of that. Yeah, the king doesn't move at all. Mm-hmm. Just one space at a time.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, whatever. It works for them, but he has some real creep laughs and weird tics and things.
Yeah.
And they have a son who won't talk because he's so sad with how used to it he is.
But all joke, they're probably all fine.
Yeah, they are.
It seems like.
Well,
I mean, the kid can't use a fork, but.
Right. Yeah. And we're not sure he can speak.
Well, I mean, it was only a 3-minute clip. I'm
yeah,
sure.
But he didn't even go, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure later in the season, he'll be lighting a squirrel on fire with a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
On a hot summer day.
Also, it's unusual. I think he might be stunted because to me, how old would you say he is? To me, I would have said like 16 or 17.
Mm-hmm.
Like at that age, you don't usually go, okay, we're going to do our thing for a little while. You can go out and play.
That's
like, you know, after a certain age, you don't say go out and play anymore unless the kid is stunted. Like, he's broken from this nuttiness.
Do you think he went outside and tried to catch bees with his hands?
Yes. Yes. He absolutely tried to catch, like, cotton on his tongue.
It's snowing! I love the summer snow!
He went and talked to a dead pigeon about how he learned how to use a fork. I'm a real boy now!
Otherwise, pretty normal.
This year's dad is my favorite one so far.
Yeah.
Ugly mom's going to have sex with weird dad now.
And then less ugly mom will do it after.
Oh.
And then I get to clean it.
And then right after our show comes on, people get things cut out of their feet. On the strangest channel ever.
Yeah, I mean, I do learn from that channel.
Can you imagine if it was back at the time where there were only 4 networks and that was one of them?
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Like, everybody else is doing family sitcoms and
dramas
where the same thing happens every episode, and then you tune into TLC, the fourth option, is just like zits being popped and weird people living together in odd situations.
Yeah, like one channel is Tony Orlando and Dawn, followed by The Love Boat and Three's Company or whatever. And then, hey, do you want to watch really obese people be disgusting? Yeah, boy, do I.
It's on right after What's in My Lung.
It would blow people's minds. Like, we're used to it at this point, but they've been getting weird for, like, just slowly over the last, like, 30 years.
It was stranger and stranger. I mean, really, we did watch a promo for a show that they just take plugs out of your feet.
Dude, people, so many people wrote me about watching that show and loving that show. And my friend Matt tried sending me other videos.
Of the feet one?
God, yeah, it wouldn't play. Yeah, it's called My Feet Are Killing Me. Thank God the link was, like, broken, because I would have had to have watched it, but it was titled, like, The Cauliflower on My Feet Smells Bad.
Oh, God.
I know. And I'm like, I know I don't want to watch it, but I will. And then it was broken. Mm-hmm. It's probably best.
Yeah.
Coming up later on TLC, a 600-pound woman learns to use a saw so she can cut her way outside of the house. Then the spinoff of the Netflix hit, Is It Cake? On TLC, it's Is It Poop?
I don't know.
The best poop makers across America have gathered in one bathroom.
I'm still going to, I guess I'll have to eat it.
No, it's poop.
It's only poop.
Well, it's only poop. Well, I'll take another bite anyway.
Bet this one's not. Oh, yeah. This is pure idiocracy going on right now.
Yeah.